I'm Bobby Kelly.
And it's Big J Okerson. We're actually a full radio show on SiriusXM.
For full episodes of The Bonfire, you can listen on... What is it, SXM?
Yeah, SiriusXM.
Sorry.
That's your employer.
You can say SiriusXM if you want.
Thank you very much. For full episodes of The Bonfire, you can listen on the SMX app.
Nope. Say SiriusXM.
SiriusXM. You can listen on the SiriusXM app.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Robert Kelly.
Somebody check on Dennis Leary. All of Boston's heroes are getting creamed yesterday. Jacob, it's not funny. Bobby had a real thing happen on the subway.
I hate that song.
You hate it because it's stupidly catchy.
It's stupidly catchy. I hate it.
They haven't changed it since the 70s, I think.
I hate it, and I hate the dance.
The dance is atrocious, right? If somebody was dancing, if somebody was doing that dance at me, I don't know what I'd do.
Wait, the dance you do is a dance?
Well, I'm doing a bit of a mummer strut. I'm not nailing it. You need a sort of a umbrella to really nail the mummer strut.
What is it? Carousel? What is it?
Parasol?
A parasol.
Is that what he said?
Ugh. Parasol.
Black loose, black pretentious friend. Real nice, dude.
Is that your buddy?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my closest friends.
Yeah, nice guy.
It's Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Parasol, son of a bitch.
That's a parasol. It stinks.
See what I mean? It's a little bit of a strut.
Oh, fucking gross.
Philadelphia. Let him know. He's teaching you. 76ers.
I hate that it's just never, it's always moving.
Yeah,
it's
just
so
nonstop
fluid.
Moving forward and back. Oh. It's essentially, you could do it drunk. That's the idea. Like, if you go forward and you start falling sideways and then catch yourself the other direction, you're doing it. You're basically doing it.
Hang on, I have to go to my purse for a second.
Go in your satchel.
I got to get my
Wait a second.
My Nosferatu light.
Bobby?
Yes.
Are you carrying a gun now? Is that a gun I see?
Where?
Bobby, don't. Is that steroids in a gun? No, that's a good, it's like after school special, someone leaves their bag open and you see something in there. Bobby, what's that in there? It's for protection, dude.
Good. I did bring my knife I should have had.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Time to switch it up. Wow, man. That would have taken out. Oh, is that the tiger lady thing? So when they rape you, you can collect their DNA?
No, those are tiger knuckles.
Oh.
This is a man knife.
It does stop a rape, though.
It does. You can have one, too.
That's when they rape you to show you what a homo you are.
I'll tell you what. Tiger lady is awesome.
What?
I want a tiger lady so bad.
You want it just on your fist?
It's little Wolverine knuckles.
Yeah, but you got to get close.
Yeah, well, I'm going to lure them into a false sense of security by letting them rape me.
Right.
And then while they're raping me, I'm like, you'll never get away with this. I got your DNA now. And then hope they don't beat me to death or kill me.
So the tiger knuckle gets the DNA. It's a DNA scraper.
It gathers.
It gathers DNA.
Yeah. So it doesn't look so cool. Look. Wham. Jacob, Ooh. Don't you want that for the subway?
I don't need that.
Why? Because you have an actual knife? But think about this. You have the knife in your dominant hand, right?
And
in your left hand, you happen to have Wolverine claws no one's thinking about.
Yeah, and we can change the name to Tiger Dude.
Yeah.
My body is my weapon.
Okay, I like the way you're talking.
You're going to take your shirt off and show them your chains and lean on the wall backwards and arch your back and
present?
Once
we get these shower pictures, buddy, you're never going to have to fuck again. People are going to know what's up.
We should make stickers. We should make a sticker out of the thing and put it all over the city.
I want Tiger Lady so bad. Don't you, Christine?
Yeah, it is a cool little device.
That was very meek.
Yeah, really.
So it's cute and adorable.
I guess I'll take a guy's eye out or something.
I guess I'll take his DNA from his... shaft.
Yeah, I could probably send this guy away for the rest of his life. Just
like, I think any weapon I have is going to be taken from me and used against me.
Wow.
Way to think.
I'm glad I didn't have that attitude yesterday because I'd be dead now.
Well,
Christine put
out
a gun and held it backwards and fired it with her thumb in her own chest. She's dumb as a brick. Oh, it's right in your back pocket, my Wolverine claws.
I don't like the little foam, though. The foam is weird.
Foam's the best part. That's what squeezes. So the claws come out. So it feels like your fist. You're making like a tight fist. It's awesome.
Lady, what is it? Lady, tiger lady?
Try to rape me.
Should we order him?
I do kind of like it now. It's actually pretty cool.
Does it come in different colors, though?
It might.
I'd like a different color.
No, I think black's the way to play it.
I want pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay, now, that's a
But can't
talk.
You use that to rape?
Huh? I didn't hear the question again. Can you use it to rape?
Yes.
That's my point.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that'll be the ultimate twist in the 2020 episode. Christine was the rapist the whole time. That's why there was never DNA in the clause.
There was DNA, but they didn't know who it was because it was hers.
It just kept being her. She goes, Miss, what happens? Why is the guy's DNA not here? She's like, I don't know. I had an itch on my leg afterwards. I went out. It's how many reviews? 6 reviews. This thing's been around for a long time to have only 6 reviews. I'd like to read them. Tiger Lady reviews. Here we go. Crank this up. That's not a good start. I had accidentally ordered 2 different items and didn't mean to. Customer service helped me the instant I goofed up. So, okay, this is about customer service.
There's one on here, though. This one's a good one right there.
Product and company are awesome. Seriously stellar customer service. Roll up, Christine. I can't see where you're hitting. I was excited recently to have purchased this as gifts for my mom, sisters, and myself. Tech issue with the order, so I emailed Tiger Lady. My concerns were heard and addressed quickly. Come on.
Why are they? I mean, that's a gift that you get everybody. Do you live in like a rape village?
Yeah.
Why do you need so many tiger ladies?
Yeah, this should be written in more of like an African dialect. Like, now I do not feel scared going out to get food.
Yes, I can I can go through the gates of thorns without fear in my heart.
There's a YouTube video labeled "the worst self-defense weapon we have ever reviewed."
I don't mind that.
It's terrible. First of all, you have to squeeze.
Yes, that's the whole thing.
All you have to do is hold her wrists, pinch the nerves, and the hands open up, and it falls.
Guys, I don't think Tiger Lady's going to stop me from doing what I need to get done. I'm saying that I would like to own Tiger Lady.
Tiger Lady stinks.
No, don't say that. This guy's about to tell you. Why does it suck?
They don't stick out real far.
I was just going to say that.
I have little fingers.
It's
just to get
DNA from the rapist.
Yeah, but so you got to
You got to get away, Jay.
So you have to get raped, and then you just have the DNA?
Excuse me, I'm going to scratch you while you're...
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? So you're getting raped, or you're being attacked.
You want me to get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting raped.
Okay.
You like it? You like it?
No.
You want this?
Just please get this over with.
Fuck you. And then you scratch me.
And then I go, face scratch.
And I go, oh, I fucking like that. That's what I want. Fight.
Yeah.
And I go,
fight. Oh, like chest scratch. And then I crank your nips because that'll make you come quick. I fart out your cum and then I go right to the hospital and like.
Why would you fart out
the
cum? That's DNA.
You have the DNA.
I don't need.
Keep that.
Oh, so now I'm going to walk around with cum in my
ass. No, you keep it.
To the hospital? No, I fart it out because I have the DNA in my tiger lady. It's the whole point. I don't have to keep the cum. Ladies, you don't have to keep the cum anymore.
Yeah, but you can put it in an ice cube tray, freeze it.
Where am I getting raped that I have an ice cube tray right around there?
I don't know.
What kind of aim do you think I have to fart it right into one ice cube?
Hold the claw behind your asshole?
Huh?
If the cum is in your asshole, you're going to hold the claw behind your asshole pour the cum out?
I've scratched him twice.
You scratched me on
and
the chest
and
the face.
And he just said, I'm leaving now. And as he's leaving, you're scratching him.
No.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Is he here for that whole two-man play we just put on?
I heard it.
He had a hard time yesterday. Giannis attacked him yesterday.
Why was that?
No, it wasn't attacking, but... I mean, he stuck up for himself.
I heard Giannis wasn't nice to Jacob.
He was trying to make small jokes, and I didn't like it either. But Jacob stuck up for himself.
Yeah.
At one point, he went, hey, take it down a couple notches.
Jeez. You're
going to
let that Spanakopita-loving motherfucker come in here? That Fila Doe-loving piece of shit? How dare you?
Should have told Giannis. There's a great, great Greek restaurant right by my apartment.
Yeah.
I've never been in it.
Yeah. Why would
fuck
you?
Fuck him. Why would you go in there?
Couldn't care less.
Why? Because you want to see old fucking...
What?
Tzatziki sauce blows.
Tzatziki sauce blows. I was going to say old
Giannis,
philosophers fucking young boys. There it was.
There it is.
There
tzatziki
it is.
Tzatziki sauce is great, Jacob.
Do you know why they never...
It's awful.
Do you know why...
Greek food is a phenomenal cuisine.
You don't like tzatziki sauce?
No.
You're talking crazy.
You know, they say all the great Greek philosophers were
right
pedophiles who fucked young men.
Sure.
Do you know why that?
So were all the great comedians. Did you know that?
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know why that accusation? Do you know why they never like pin it where they say like Socrates was a pedophile, or they just say the philosophers were? Do you know why they never say their names?
Jay,
right?
Jay.
Why?
Why?
Tiger Lady. Didn't exist back then.
And if it did?
If it did, we'd know who the fucking rapists were, who those boy rapers were.
Didn't Nefertiti invent the Tiger Lady with real tiger claws?
Maybe. when you say it out loud, yeah. I think so.
Isn't Nefertiti
definitely Greek, right? I always forget there's a couple different kinds of mythologies.
On Nefertiti.
Yeah, there's one that's like Poseidon and another one
Roman
that's called something
Greek.
Else. Roman and Greek.
Egyptian.
If you use that in your rape, well, you're getting raped by me, Jake. Okay. I mean, Jay.
All right. We have to work it back out because Jacob didn't understand that one. Now watch. I'm taking it. I'm getting it real good right now. Bobby, it's missionary.
I'm sexually assaulting you.
It's missionary. Is how I'm picturing. He's right. Giving it me. My
you
legs
have
are
your
up.
Claw in your hand.
I don't know it though.
They're down. I'm letting this happen a little bit. I'm letting them get in the
flow.
You
like that? You like that? You
okay.
like that?
I go.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. And then I reach up and I give him, two across the chops.
What the fuck was that?
I got all the evidence I need right now.
I'm out.
I get another, yeah, he didn't like that. One
I didn't
bit.
Like
so
out.
He finishes.
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
Give me that.
This here?
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, right? There. There's another scratch.
Okay. Here's my knife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice knife.
Give me that.
Just come already and get out of here. Oh my God, what's taking you so long to finish? I love it, baby. Is that what you need to hear? Okay.
I need you to talk in a deeper voice.
All right, he just pops off in my butthole.
And then he gets up.
Now he realizes he's done something crazy, and he's ran off.
I say sorry first.
He apologized.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm sorry.
He apologized. It's been a rough week for him.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, he can't believe he did it. He's upset, but he still has to.
Well, that's a wrinkle you didn't mention before, that he actually feels guilty about it.
I do feel guilty, Jacob. I didn't want to do it. It's in me. I'm trying to get help, but it's not working, and I don't have enough money.
Oh, hey, juror number one. While you're feeling sympathy for this guy, I don't even notice, I'm farting cum out in a dark alley, preparing to take myself sore asshole. Bobby's got a thickie.
Thank you.
And I go to the hospital to present them my tiger lady full of DNA.
I don't understand. He walked away.
Mm-hmm. What don't you understand?
What did you do with... Where's the DNA coming from? You scratched him.
The tiger lady.
Right. You scratched Bobby's leg
as
he's
face.
Going away.
We Look scratched at my face.
But I'm going to walk you through this play
let's
again.
Let's try it again.
I can't believe what he's missing here.
Let's do it again. Ready? Hey.
Bobby's fucking me.
Hang on.
Against my will.
Wait a second. Let's set it up a little bit.
Yeah,
you're going too fast,
okay.
Jay.
Okay. It must be because Jacob is missing this somehow.
Hey, what are you doing in this alley by yourself, woman?
I don't know. I'm a strong, independent woman, and
really?
I can do whatever I want.
Oh, well, how about this?
Oh, no. You're having me against my will.
Yeah.
Okay, now, he's giving me the biz, right?
I'm with you so far.
He's in it. Take my tiger lady. Face scratch. Okay? And he's like, oh, but that, he's a fucking lunatic, so the scratch, I give him another scratch.
Ow!
He starts firing loads into my ass.
Crazy
bitch. You're
not
afraid he's going to have any problem with that.
No.
His face scratch while he's doing
little,
this.
One more.
Okay. Oh, my God. Three cums?
I'm so...
Three cums I gave him.
Listen, I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean that.
If you recall,
at the end, he does feel bad about it. And I go, just get out of here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just get out of here.
All right, I'm leaving.
You know what you did.
Can I give you a Starbucks card?
No.
Can I get you anything?
I don't want anything.
I'll order it on my app, and you can pick it up wherever you want.
I've already got everything I need. And then I wink to the camera. Because I've got DNA. He thinks he just got scratched.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that I've actually collected in these little ducts his DNA. Now, Bobby runs off into the night. Yeah. And then I stand up, fart out his cum. It's no longer necessary for me to squeeze my butthole and get to the hospital and fart into a dish there. Because I have his DNA in the tiger lady already.
Mm.
He's going down. He comes.
Yeah.
I got his DNA. He's going to jail. Everybody wins. I don't have to keep coming my ass. It's great.
But
I don't know what this guy's $2 review is.
Here's what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a twin brother with the same DNA.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're going to pin it on him?
I go home and scratch his face.
Oh, my God.
I pin it on him.
Now, no one knows there's this twin brother.
Yeah.
So then Bobby... Once again, I'm walking through dark alleys again because I'm like, well, that guy's behind bars.
And I go like this, hey,
And I go,
remember me?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
No. No. Oh, it's happening again. He's having me again, Jacob. Oh, he's so deep. And then you know what? Just because make this makes a little sense. Tiger Lady. And then I'm going to be like, he seems a little surprised by that. And then I give him another one of those jabs. And then that just makes him start exploding inside of me.
Oh, God. Oh, Jacob, scratch me again. Scratch me again.
Some of it goes up so far, I feel like a warmth in my stomach from how much load he's filling me with.
Scratch me again.
And then I give him another scratch, just for good measure.
Whoa. Okay, okay. Oh, God. Listen, again, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
And then I
apologize.
This time, I go a different route. I go, I believe you. And I let him cry in my arms. I hold him. I hold him there.
Thank you so much. My brother's in jail right now, and I feel bad.
I go, oh, my God, I didn't realize the situation. He goes, look, you don't need jail. What you need is help. I share an Uber. I pay for an Uber to get him home.
You're so nice.
Then I get out, fart out his cum, go to the hospital, and I turn in the DNA. Now, for the second time, then they realize it's twin brothers. Mm-hmm. Bing, bang, boom, they're both in jail.
Guess what, Jay?
Yeah.
Guess what?
You were triplets the whole time.
Triplets.
Shut your mouth.
No.
The rarity of triplets.
We're from Utah.
The three Kelly boys?
Yeah, the three Kelly boys from Utah.
Oh, my God. All right, well, this is crazy because I'm like, both those brothers are in jail.
Six months later.
The fastest way home.
6 months later, you're walking through the same
things
alley.
Things are different.
Yeah.
Things are a little different now. I'm starting to actually get my confidence back in the world.
Yeah.
And this time I go, I don't need my tiger lady. My problems are gone.
Right.
I'm walking down a dark alley again.
And I go, hey, you.
And I turn around and I go, you gotta be shitting me, is what I say at this point. This time there's not even a fight. I lay down. I pull the pants behind the knees. There he is. He's giving me the business again. Dark alley business. But this time, Jacob, I don't have tiger lady. Okay? And then he finishes inside of me. Less apologetic this time.
Bitch, you deserve that for putting my brother away in jail.
And then he takes off into the night. And then I, because I'm such a creature of habit,
yeah,
I fart out the cum. I head to the hospital. And I go, oh, wait a second. I didn't have tiger lady this time.
Yeah.
And Bobby goes free.
Yep.
Do you see the slippery slope of problems that can come from this?
Yeah, but then I see you in an alley again.
Yeah,
Six months later, I do not learn. No,
at this point, they're starting to think I'm starting to
you
like
keep
it.
Keep using the same
route. Guess what? Guess what?
This dark time, alley. There's got to be another way.
Guess what, Jacob? This time, I see him and I go, "Hey, you," and he's like, "I'm nervous. You're nervous." But you know what I do? As I approach,
yeah,
I get down on one knee.
Oh my God!
And I open up this box.
Oh my God! 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 Oh my God!
Has he had this karambit the whole time?
And I go, "Will you marry me?"
I go, yes, 1,000 times yes.
Yes. And then I throw on the ground, I choke her, and I go,
and then he starts giving me the business again right there in the alley.
I love you.
But this time, because I learned from being too confident last time,
yeah,
scratch him on the face. I get him once. Boom, I get him twice.
And I'm like, I thought you loved me.
I do love you. We go home, we have a night, and we start looking at Zillow for places to get together.
You are getting married.
We're getting married, but he thinks we're getting married. I sneak out in the middle of the night, and he wakes up and notices I'm not under his arm, and then he starts seeing the sirens coming, because this time,
yeah,
I got the son of a bitch with the tiger claws.
Yeah.
It took a false lady. Engagement for us to get a tiger lady.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the credits. The cops are outside,
and
Bobby knows, like, oh my God, I gave you my heart. I turned around.
Yeah. Broke my heart.
And then I broke his heart, technically.
But Tiger Lady, that's the commercial.
That's the commercial. It's about 17 minutes.
And the credits while it's rolling just sees three bald guys in the same cell.
Comparing notes on my sweet asshole.
With scratches down their face. And then you hear us three just getting banged by three big black men going, and we're going, hey, and wish we had tiger ladies so we could have the DNA.
And then the after credits scene isn't really a scene. It's more like a BTS thing, a little behind the scenes. And it's us doing like the fake pumping in my ass. And then it's me scratching, and Bobby goes, ah, dude, you got me for real. And then we just laugh and stuff with my legs up in the air. And then it goes to the actual
but it's
smash
really,
credits.
Really, Jay, farting out cum into the alley. Like, he really does that. It's like, dude, no, I got it. We're good.
Me and Bobby yesterday, we all know, had a hell of a day.
I had a hell of a day.
And this will make her feel very good. This is a sweet thing Bobby said It's been a rough one. Can I see the Lynn picks?
Yeah.
And
what?
So, yeah. Yeah.
You think Bobby does? Ones?
No. Bobby never had the old one.
I never got them.
Oh, are you asking me to pull them up?
No.
I know you're always looking for an excuse, too.
Bobby
was feeling down yesterday.
Are you all right today?
Yeah, what the fuck is happening? You know, three times, that story went on three times because you weren't understanding that I scratch him with Tiger Lady every time and take it to the hospital.
I kept adding brother just so you got it.
Oh, I got it at the end.
And then the joke was always he was coming in my butt and then I was farting it out instead of keeping that for DNA.
Yeah.
At one point, you had me farting onto the Tiger Lady.
Are you all right?
I got it. I mean, it took me, the second time I got it.
I got you. I brought you something, Jacob. Mm-hmm. I brought you something.
Is it a tiny thing that turns into a napkin?
No. Do you want one?
No.
I got you this right here. That's for you. And I do have.
Yeah. Brought me my favorite power bar.
Well, you can have that, too.
I don't know what that is.
Right I'll there. Tell you what it is.
Take that.
You wet it, it turns into a giant napkin.
Keep that in your pocket.
It looks like an Alka-Seltzer.
And then you wet it. If you ever need a napkin to wipe something off, you put a little water on it, it becomes a big towel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love that.
Bobby Gadget Kelly.
Bobby, when we go, but I'd like to say when, we go group camping for a couple days, can we have merit badges made up that we could earn possibly for you as our camp counselor?
Sure. You can have sashes. Well, everybody get a sash.
We'll have a sash, and then we get the patches on it.
You'll get little patches, yeah.
Now, there'd be.
Do you know Comedy Camp, the show?
Technically, at this age, if you walk Christine across the street, that's a badge.
That's a badge. Do you know, because you're old, that's what you meant.
You're an older lady.
The Comedy Camp show, we're actually going to film it at the end of the summer.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know if that was like out there.
It's happening. It's actually happening.
And the bummer is that I just thought of a fantastic idea that you have to use.
No, that's in there. It's already in there. We have sashes and they get patches on it like a Girl Scout. And at the end, whoever gets the most patches wins Comedy Camp. $10,000 to their charity and they win the Comedy Camp Jack Lore bushcraft knife.
No kidding.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It's Russell Peters.
You went in?
Jim Norton. Billy Burr. And Beth Stelling.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
I just like
they don't care about that knife.
What's that? Would you want to go camping for 5 days with, hang on, no electricity, no shower, no internet, out in the woods, 5 days?
Beth Stelling's going to shit outside?
I don't understand how your brain works sometimes. Like, I don't understand how you get from here to there.
But you know, I only pay attention to every seventh word. It's like speed reading, but for listening.
I'm going to ask you again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you again. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Woods. I mean,
I have all that stuff.
Primitive camping. Uh-huh. No, nothing. No toilet. No.
Where is Beth Stelling going to shit?
Everybody has to you have to make your own toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out, buy a tree 150 yards away from camp, and dig a hole, and that's where you shit for the week.
So she'll have her shithole.
She'll have her shithole.
I don't believe it.
Why?
No, I'm sure she. No, she's going to go to a bathroom.
No, there's no bathroom. There is no bathroom. We're going to be up in the woods. Like 4 hours away from anything.
Got you. I'm giving you winks.
No, Jay.
No bathrooms.
Bubba, Jay, listen to me. Sweetie.
Yes.
I swear to God, me and Ari and Joe already did it. I already did it with Ari. There's no bathrooms. Like, there's nothing for 4 hours. Like, you'd have to walk 4 hours to the car and then drive like 40 minutes or 30 minutes to a place to take a shit.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the Starbucks situation?
There's no Starbucks, brother. There's no there's no weed. There's no joints. There's no cigars.
Weed's in nature.
Nah, dude. There's no drugs.
When
there's
we
no alcohol.
Camping, didn't we go get Starbucks?
No, because that's KOA, Christine. You were fucking.
Not only that,
that's my kind of camping.
We drove 35 minutes to Starbucks.
Yeah. No, it's that.
We made it a nice trip.
The woods.
We left the woods to go to Starbucks.
Camping in the woods trip.
For you to do that, you'd have to hike down probably 4 hours and then get to the car and then drive another probably 40 minutes to find a Starbucks. Maybe 30 minutes to a coffee place, but. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I wouldn't like it, but you could also shit at Starbucks.
Would you do it? Would you do it? Well, you know, when I went up with Verzi to do an overnight, and he's never been in the woods. Mm. He showed up with He showed up with fucking camouflage Nikes.
Really?
And I was like, dude, I told you to wear boots. He goes, these are camouflage. I'm like, yeah, dude, we're not hunting somebody. Where you need waterproof boots. He goes, are these waterproof, right? I'm like, just because something's camouflaged doesn't make it fucking waterproof.
Yeah, sometimes it's just for a look.
And then I go, dude, I go, I hit his bag. I packed his bag for him. And I go, I had a Ziploc with a trowel and baby wipes and a little thin thing of toilet paper. And I was like, this is your poop bag. He's like, what? I'm like, it's your poop bag. So what you do, you find a tree 150 yards away from camp, dig a hole, you lean against the tree, slide down it, and then you shit in the hole, wipe, the toilet paper goes in the hole, the baby wipes, you can just, that's just the finishing thing, that has to be carried back out, you can't leave the baby wipes. He's like, what? And then...
You have to tie a rope to a tree or something, this kind of thing, to do it?
To what? Tie a rope to a tree?
Yeah, you almost like make yourself like a little thing for your knees, more or less, to lean on the thing.
What?
There's something to that.
Tie a rope to a
like
tree?
Making a, basically well, making a toilet next to a tree.
You could tie a rope to a tree and hang yourself if you didn't want to shit outside. Yeah. Would you do it?
Best Ellen's going to shit in a bag outside.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it? Would you be on the show?
I'll do it after you show me Best Ellen's shit by a tree.
I'm serious. If I was like, dude, we need somebody to do it, would you do it with me?
Of course.
You would. You would go up 5 days... Nothing.
You added days to this thing.
It's 5 days.
It was three at first.
No, it's five. Five.
You said five.
I said five.
Yeah. No shower.
There's no. You can jump in the. We have to find water. You have to find a water.
Well, you don't
supply.
Know where there's a water source.
We have to find it. Yeah. We will. No, we will. We will. We have two people going up with us. Two bushcraft people, professionals that are gonna. Everybody. You film your own thing though. It's like alone. So you'll have a camera on you at all times, 24 hours a day, filmed. So there's trail cams around. There's a cam filming the pilot, and then there's a B cam getting behind the scenes. But everybody has to film their own stuff. So like when you have to go do a task, like if you have to go get water, we know there's water up there. They already went up and scouted it, but you have to go find it, and then you have to go get it, and then you have to filter it and bring it back.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
And then you have to start a fire.
Well, how do you know where if you have no bushcraft skills, how do you know where the water might be?
Well, you're going to be...
Jacob, you feel the ground.
He's crazy.
Wow. For a guy who hates the city, I mean...
Yeah, you have to like build a... You're going to have to build a shelter. You're going to have to sleep... You're going to have to build your own shelter and sleep outside in your own shelter that you built.
Yeah,
One or two nights.
There it is.
Yeah.
This isn't with a string and a log. It's just setting up two logs.
Yeah, and then
I
you sit
these
on it.
Surviving in the woods... videos all weekend long.
Yeah,
this
I do it all the time.
I do.
Yeah, that's a toilet. You can do that, but that's pretty elaborate, dude. I don't know if you'd want to do that.
I'll make it.
Really? That'd be hilarious if you were on the show and you made an awesome toilet.
Well, I'll make a beautiful toilet.
You made a Fred Flintstone toilet?
I might, if I find the water source, I might turn it into a bidet.
No, I was thinking that.
If I could siphon from the pond.
If somehow he made a fucking record player, he's got music playing from the radio waves.
No, there should be no problem. I'll go back. I always have a lighter with me so I can start a fire, no problem.
Well, you can't use a lighter.
Well, okay, then I'll pour gasoline on it and I'll flick my cigarette and go, I'll see you fucks in hell.
There's no gasoline. You have to actually...
Wait, cigarettes, though. You said really genuinely no cigarettes? If there's no cigarettes, I can't go 5 days.
What do you mean
that's a commitment to go, all right, I'm doing Bobby's show, and I'm walking away from cigarettes forever.
No survivalist will tell you to... Every survivalist will tell you to go into the woods with a lighter.
No, we'll have a lighter. We'll have those things, but he's going to have to learn to light a fire with with flint and steel, ferro rod,
and who needs flint? Dude, I'll knock two rocks together.
And you need a certain rock, and then
I know you need flint rock.
Flint.
You use the back of your knife.
Your knife also has.
Well, you'd have to make a feather stick with your knife,
because
everybody gets a knife, and then you'd have to use a flint.
Well, do we have to explain all the details? I guess so many people at home don't know these obvious things you're saying. So go ahead, Bobby. I guess continue to elaborate. But I know how to start a fire. In the
woods. Think you could smoke a cigarette, but would you want to smoke hiking?
Yes. And of course I would.
Yeah, you'd have to do this. You'd have to
no problem.
You can't. What is that called?
Bow. And then you twist the bow around the stick, and then you saw it back and forth to make fire up and down. Also, you go up and down with it.
Is it friction fire?
Yeah.
Well, that's the what you call the kind of fire. That thing he's doing is called a bow.
Gotcha.
What would you? So 5 days in the woods, no shower, no. You have to shit outside.
How many suitcases could I bring?
You can't bring any. You bring in a backpack.
One backpack?
One backpack, but you only can bring certain things.
Can I bring two car batteries to hook up, like, portable DVD players or something?
You can't bring a car battery, dude. There's no batteries.
How about my laptop?
There's no laptop. There's no computers, no iPhone, no social media. That's the whole point. Is that
all right, so I guess that kills my next question of, can I hotspot my phone?
No.
I guess not. How am I going to know how many steps I got in?
You can't. You'll just count them. You can count them the way they used to. You can just count them going up. Here's the thing.
Can I bring a keyboard?
You no. Bring a book to read, Jay.
A book?
He like said, they can did I back bring in a the keyboard? Day. That'd be funny if we allowed you 10 things and keyboard was one of them. And you were up there just singing songs.
I just want to play a keyboard.
You had a solar thing just to plug it in?
Guys, I learned keyboard over this trip. It was pretty good. Look how
you'd have to make your own chair. You have to make your own table. You have to make your own
toilet.
Structure. Your own toilet.
My own structure, like to sleep in.
Yep,
I know how to do all of this.
Yeah,
off of YouTube.
Yep. Yeah.
How do you make your own structure, Jacob?
Well, you got to watch Felix Immler. He's from Sweden. He teaches you how to do everything with a Swiss Army knife.
I think I could probably get a trailer delivered to wherever we're at.
This guy's the best.
There's no snacks.
We don't get to eat?
You can eat, but...
For 5 days? No, what is this?
No, you eat, but you're eating dried, like...
jerky?
Mountain food. The Mountain View food. It's freeze-dried food. You have to find water to eat it.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah. Do you get a stroganoff or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Doomsday food.
But you wouldn't be eating... You'd be eating, like, one of those a day or...
Well, I don't
protein.
Know if you know. I'm probably going to have to bring a Herschel backpack, because I'm going to need some space, because now I have barbecue sauce... and packaged tuna fish and baby mayonnaise. Is thank you, Shannon Glazer.
You can't bring barbecue sauce.
Why?
You can't bring your own food. Dude.
It's shelf stable, dude.
Listen, dude, you can't. You got it.
So you're saying the odds are zero that anyone's ever stuck out in the woods that they happen to have barbecue sauce on them. Some people travel everywhere. Oh, the hot sauce. Ask Wendy Williams. She brought hot sauce to rehab.
Jay, you go. You made me laugh so much, dude. Dude, you go up. You have certain things you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Certain, we pack you a certain bag.
Okay.
And you can't have no electronics. You can't have any.
For
extra
Jim Norton, does a blow up doll and the dildo count as two things, or is that one thing in his life?
There are no dildos. There's no porno mags.
Come on, that was a great trans joke.
I thought it was awesome. I laughed. Thank you,
Jacob. A fuck doll with a strap-on dildo? Is it two items, Jacob, or is that one item in his world? Because he's into trans. Oh, what a difficult
Oh, look at that shelter. That's a good shelter right there.
Oh, that's probably the kind of one I'll do. What Subterranean. Yeah, I'll make that a little hobbit hovel.
you'll make one with a door and a sunroof and a
I'll
fireplace?
I'll live a fireplace. Oh, he's making bacon.
You can't bring bacon.
You can bring zucchini. You think this guy found zucchini in the woods? Oh, I'll kill that thing.
Yeah,
well, do I have to kill a boar?
No, you don't.
With a stick, like Rambo?
No, you're not going to kill anything, but you're going to have to set traps for small game, like squirrel.
Could I do the thing where I shoot a shotgun with one hand and then I pump it just with one hand again and spin it around?
There's no guns, dude.
Like Wyatt Earp, that was the woods.
No, that was the woods, but that was actually the Wild West. That was not the woods. It was mostly desert. Here's the thing.
A lot of it was desert, but there was woods.
You get a saw. He's
digging his own grave, it looks like.
You get a saw, a gomboi saw, Japanese bushcraft saw. You get a knife, and
higher odds that before I had a saw on me in the woods, I'd have barbecue sauce.
Yeah, and then you have to do certain tasks. And you film it. Everything's being filmed 24 hours a day.
I like even my shit.
Yeah, you would film yourself. We'd want you to film yourself making it, and then we're not going to show you shitting, of course.
Oh well, but I'm not watching the first season. I thought this whole thing was going to be best selling, just taking shits. Yo, I've been dying to see that girl shit for years now.
So, what's up? Talk to me. You all right, Jacob?
What are you catching the squirrels for? Bring in the freeze-dried food.
You
still extra food?
We're gonna. It depends on where we're at I think we might be doing it in.
You take off their fur, you can wear them as condoms.
No, you can eat a squirrel.
Oh no, I know that.
Yeah, so we might
Don't though.
If somebody wants to, we're not going to force somebody to kill an animal, but if you want to, you'll have to make the trap and know how to make it. But so, if you want to eat a squirrel, you can actually we'll be able to, you know, if you want to kill. But you know, the odds
you don't have to kill it, but while they kill it, you have to look it in the eyes.
Yeah,
because it trusted you.
You have to eat its heart and wipe its blood under your eye with two fingers.
Did you even see Red Dawn?
Why would you kill a squirrel?
I mean, if I had to, yeah. No, but actually, like, I've seen if the Deer Meat for Dinner guy. He kills it, and then he shows you how to fillet it and cook it, and he does the whole thing.
Yes,
yeah, so clean, catch, cook.
People eat squirrel all the time.
They shouldn't.
Why?
Because it's like a rat.
It's not a rat.
It is. It's a furry rat.
It's not a furry rat. It's a furry.
It is in the rat family.
Yeah, but it's not a rat. It's out there.
It's a rat.
I don't care. It's in the rat family.
Yeah, but it's nuts.
Yeah, it's eating nuts.
I don't want to eat anything in the people family.
Yeah, but... We'll have food. Don't worry about food. You'll have food, but you're not going to have a lot of food. You're not going to have like as much food as you want. You'll have like a you know a little for the breakfast, a little for the lunch, and then dinner.
What are you doing for
my first day?
Social activities.
You're going to be hiking. You're going to be a lot of stuff. You're going to like the first day there. You're going to hike up. The hike up's going to be crazy. Setting up camp's going to be nuts.
How long do we have to set up camp? Because what this guy's showing me, I'm pretty much going to build a one bedroom apartment.
No, you're not. You can't. You're not gonna build
I think I'm going to have to build a shelter over my toilet. I'm just going to cover myself with a blanket like that old fat comic who used to just do that and wait to get called on stage.
What was
Ollie Joe Porter? Is that his name?
Yeah, you're going to do that. Look, that's an awesome. Yeah, you're going to learn how to make cordage out of tree bark.
Yeah, it's easy.
What's up? Yes, Black Lou, go.
Yeah, quick question. Can I bring the tent that sleeps 12, like that mansion tent? Is that okay?
There's no mansion tent.
Is that permitted or not?
That is not permitted.
What about those plastic hot tubs you can blow up?
No, not permitted. But you can find a body of water, throw heat up rocks in a fire, throw it in there, and make a little hot tub if you want.
Lou, I read the contract before you go. My best guess is Norton and Bobby are going to feed you until you can't eat anymore and then hunt you in the woods. That's what I've come to know about the woods, but I'm a city kid.
Dude, I mean, you would be... Do you understand how...
Oh, I can make that?
What's that? No, you can't make that.
Will the glamping dome break down into my backpack?
No, you cannot. You cannot bring a glamping dome. You are a glamping dome.
We are looking at the Harry Potter tent. When you walk inside and it's actually four stories tall.
Yeah. Like one of them theater deals.
Dude, here's the deal. The first
can't we just drag your tiny house there?
It's going to be, dude, here's the hike we're taking is not like a regular trail, like where everybody, you're going to take that trail and then we're going off on, it's primitive camping. So we're going off into a different area where we're going to bushcraft into a space that we're going to make a camp. You understand?
If I tie it to my waist, can I drag like a wagon behind me full of things I want?
What, like you're going to have a dog, and you're like the cook of the camp?
Maybe. I don't know what I would bring. You can't bring like canned foods at all.
You can't bring any food. There's no snacks. If we get before you go,
just very specific knives.
Before you go, we have to go through everybody's bag.
No bags of beans, just this very specific saw.
Yeah, you're going to get everything you need to survive 5 days, but we will have, of course, but it's a small crew. There's only camera, the director, my buddy Spooky from Boston, who's
okay,
a...
Okay, easy.
His name's Spooky, but Spooky like boo, not...
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, making it better.
my friend Brendan Daly from Boston's going to be directing it. He's the director for A24.
This does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's great. He's an unbelievable director. He just directed two films for A24.
What films? I love H1.
What was the one about? He did one about porn. Porndemic?
It was a documentary.
He did a documentary, Porndemic.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then we got a camera lady.
Oh, wasn't that the one about Mark Wallace? The guy from the 90s? Is that the one where it was like AIDS running through the
Brendan,
porn world?
Brendan Daly. Yeah, Porndemic, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was about that. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and so he's doing it. So it's us, the two bushcraft people that are going to help us, right, guide us, and make sure that we don't die.
Mm-hmm.
And then the four comics.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
I mean, dude, but how funny. It's Alone meets comedians in cars. So imagine Norton after the first night, how he's going to be complaining.
Imagine who's on the list so far, Bobby?
Bill Burr, Norton, Beth, and Russell Peters.
That's great.
Yeah.
We're all going to shoot outside together.
Yeah, but would you do it?
Yeah.
You would do this?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking to a guy who wants a pair of lady claws.
I'm going to pack tiger ladies for sure.
Tiger
ladies.
Yeah.
If I get raped by a bear, you'll know which bear. First thing that bear going to do as soon as it's done raping me?
Yeah.
Fart out its gum because I don't need that now. I got tiger lady.
Yeah, but if it was a bear and you scratched it, it'd probably start licking you. It'd probably be into it.
It would know. I know, right? That's what he would finish. It's probably going to take him forever to finish.
That's bear foreplay.
God, how big of a level load? Christine, how big is a bear's load?
It's big.
Let's find out.
Could I support it in my butt, or is it just like regular people load?
It's a big load, dude.
Christine, do a search for me.
Let me see.
Christine, ask ChatGPT, what's bear load like?
What, primitive camping, though. There's no toilet. There's coyotes, bears, snakes.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What did you think?
No, but we do something to avoid these things. You just say like you just like live amongst them. Like
we're not gonna.
Like, look. A bear's going to come while you're sleeping.
No,
just stay down.
A bear will come if you don't hang a bear bag, which I'll teach you how to do. We'll be back.
Bobby, my brother and my nephew.
That was
going to
be such a good sign-off, Jacob. That was going to be so good.
All right.
Because we have to have a bear. Go ahead.
I'm going to teach you. You will have a bear unless I teach you how to hang a bear bag, which I will teach you how to do. We'll be right back with the bonfire.
This is Giannis Pappas, and you're listening to The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Robert Kelly on Faction Talk 103.
Hey!
Brian Scolaro.
Brian
Scolaro is joining the show, everybody. One of my favorites. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, buddy.
Good to see you.
Hi, buddy.
Hi. Robbie.
How you doing, man?
You look good.
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
Fat and tired.
I'm fat and tired. Brock.
Jesus Christ. The headphones.
I couldn't say it enough at nauseam all the time, but I know because you always stay working with Steve Dildarian is his name.
I love Steve.
That you guys did another show now. The 10-year-old Tom is
thank
fucking
you.
Hilarious, man. Your voice is so good on that stuff. You do such a good job.
He lets me ad-lib. He lets everybody ad-lib, but he does 10-year-old Tom and Life and Times of Tim. I'm so out of breath. I just really. I walk from the elevator.
There's elevators.
Here. I know, yeah.
No, Jay, he took the elevator.
I had to shoot water out of the hole in my penis as well, so it was an extra. But what he does is he gives you one page, and then he wants you to ad-lib so it sounds like more real.
Yeah.
And I think he likes my New York accent, and I just ad-lib the shit out of things.
So funny.
10-year-old Tom, the new season's coming out, I think it's September. It's really funny.
That's such a... I've done only a little of that type of work. It's the best.
Yeah.
You go into a booth.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little water.
Yeah.
You can if you make a mistake, you can fix it right away. They direct you to where you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you don't feel like an ass, and it's just you.
Pajamas.
Oh,
flip flops.
And you can do it anywhere. They have it. Like if you're on the road, they're like, "Oh, we set up a studio. Right. We'll just go down."
When I used to do the voiceover for the show Louie, like coming up next on Louie, all new. Like I was traveling the country, and I had to drop everything and go somewhere. And one time I had to go to this old man's house, and his lawn was just dead frogs. I was like, "What the fuck am I going?" It was just me walking through dead frogs in a little booth he made out of foam. In his basement. I was like, this is where I get killed.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. A lot of places don't hire me because of my New York accent, but I think he likes us, Steve.
Do they animate around your words?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's the few things I've ever done, I had to like line up with a thing that was already animated.
Well, this guy, he really understands. He writes it, he performs it, he draws it, and he edits it. All by himself.
That's awesome.
So like, there was one line where I was like, the bathroom situation, is it indoors or anything goes? And I was like, well, you may want to check your driveway. I just made that up, and they had a scene where she's cleaning the driveway. She's cleaning my shit out of the driveway.
Do you get paid for writing, too, because of that?
No.
Oh.
He does a great character on the 10-year-old Tom I just watched again the other day.
Uncle Bill.
Yeah, it's Boston Red Sox, the oldest bat boy.
In new season,
and his nephew is Tom. Yeah, yeah. It's so funny.
I'm moving to his attic in the new season.
That character?
And I ask him to shave my ass. I'm like, just help me out. I can't reach back there. It's really stupid.
You have such a great voice, man. That is so great.
Women like my voice, and that's it.
Men like your voice, too.
I've literally had a woman turn off the lights and just have me just talk to her.
Really?
Yeah.
She flicked bean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it a prostitute? That'd be a funny request. You know what? Just turn off the lights and I'm just going to masturbate myself.
Yeah, then it was my turn. She's like, what do you want to say? I'm like, just make fun of me. She's like, you faggot. And I came instantly.
I had that yesterday on the train.
Bobby almost got murdered on a train.
I did yesterday.
He won't stop blabbering on about it.
I mean, that
Bobby almost got stabbed yesterday, and it's like the only thing going on now. None of us other have things going on either.
Jay walked up to me and he went, "You okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, cool."
I went, "Good to see you."
Good to see you. That was it.
Dude,
it was Subway. Some guy said shit. I said shit back. I
should never.
And then
shit
he came
never
at me.
Never say shit back.
I pushed him, and then he pulled out a knife.
Sure.
I thought we were gonna square off like men, and he was like, "Nope, I have a knife."
You were squaring off like Puerto Rican men.
I remember this. I met this one guy. He was like, "I hate New York." He's like, "I moved here. It's just the quality of life is horrible. I got beat with a 2x4, but there was a guy with a 2x4. I was like, "Did you say something to him?" He goes, "Yeah." Well, that's why. Just don't say anything.
Yep,
it's your fault.
It does help. Yeah, I mean, on a random attack, if you don't say anything, it does tend to help.
No, it was 100% my fault. When I said, "Hey, shut the fuck up," that was the part that was my fault.
I won't allow you to take 100% thing for that.
Why?
Having a guy be a jerk off, masculinity is always going to turn on for a second.
Yeah,
you want is the rationale to kick in fast enough to go like what's to be gained here.
Yeah,
I told you the thing. That's what I was telling yesterday when the guy, I had my window down when I was like waiting for him to cross the street.
Yeah,
and instead he was like, "Go, you fucking dumb cocksucker!" And just because I heard him, I was like, I was out of the car. I was, and like 30 seconds later, you're like, like who gives a shit? He's like, who gives a fuck? He wasn't even looking at our direction. He's just like. He was drunk. He was just a drunk idiot. It's a waste of time.
There was a woman who I asked if I can cut in. She goes, "No, you fat fuck." I was like, "You call me a fat fuck?" And she went like this. She made like a big stomach thing.
She pantomimed fat fuck? That is awful.
I got out of my car and pretended to take pictures of her because he had an Uber and a Lyft thing. She panicked. And then she drove up a side street. So then I just coincidentally went up another street. And here she comes right at me. But it's one of these streets where you can't get by me. So I got out of the car and blocked. I was like, "Hey!" And I started taking photos. And she panicked and just went in reverse. So I feel like I won that one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
But by the way,
I did not win yesterday.
Not kudos to her, but I got to say, that's hilarious. You go, "You fat fuck." And you go, "What?" She goes, "You didn't hear me? Were you deaf?" This.
She's pretty fat, too.
I wonder if that's...
Fat on fat crime hurts the worst.
It's like, why would you do this? It happens to me all the time.
Is that sign language for fat?
Is that, yeah.
Or did you just make that up?
Yeah. And she puffed her cheeks out.
I've been called fat fuck. When I was, last year I was 335.
I
was my biggest, maybe 340. And I've been called fat fuck. That's the worst.
I did a movie and a guy couldn't ad lib. I was ad libbing with him. And he couldn't keep up. So he was like, "Open the door, you fat fuck."
Yeah.
So I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop the scene. And my character worked for his character. So I can't like yell at him.
Right.
So I said, "You just hurt my feelings." And the crew laughed. And then I was like, they said, "Cut." I was like, "Fuck you, pal." He's like, "Oh, I thought it was okay." Well, why would you think it was okay?
Yeah.
To just limit me.
Or just at least ask first. Like, where should I not go?
The guy just panicked. He had a lazy eye. He couldn't ad lib. I could have made fun of him too.
I had Pete Holmes had a show and he had me on it as me.
Mm-hmm.
And
crashing?
My scene was to make fun of him. And he was like, "No, go at it. Just do it." I was like, "I don't want to do this, dude. Like, are you sure?" He's like, "No, I can take it. I can take it." And I was like, "All right." So I kind of went at him a little bit. He's like, "Stop. Next time, really, man, I need, just do it. Do what you guys do at the table." I was like, all right, dude. And then we act. I was like, hey, dude, what's up with that fucking mole on your head?
You why fucking don't you get that mole head weirdo.
I go, dude, I can see a shadow on it. It grosses me out. Oh, I go, why don't you get that fucking taken off? Even if it 90% sure you might die in the operation, wow. You should still check. And I could see it hurt his feelings. And I was like, I didn't want to do this. You just made
like,
me
I should have said not the mole.
Yeah, like the crew was mad at me. Like everybody was like, wow. I was like, he told me to fucking.
That was good. He wrote me to play myself, but my character was all like, Pete, I'm helping you out. I like you, kid. They didn't make me do mean stuff to him.
Yeah, he set me up.
But happens. I think what happens to me happens to you a lot. Like in Louis, when you're the big fat guy who goes out of the bathroom. Like we want somebody big and fat and stinky in there first.
You have talented partners that leave you?
Well, you know, I don't know if...
And they get stuck with a mediocre guy?
When people are like, I want you to do a... I wrote a part for you. I'm like, is it about me being fat? Well, yeah. No, thank you.
Here's another thing that they do with fat people. When I got shows, every fat thing I got, they want you to take your shirt off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well...
when I did Marin, I literally went up to him. I was like, I have to do this scene, do all this stuff. And it has nothing to do with me being fat. I'm a cable guy.
Yeah.
And then at the end he goes, you take your shirt off and walk away. And I'm like, why? Because you're big. I'm like, yeah, but what the fuck is that? Can I at least put a wife beater on? Yeah.
My Louis trajectory. Oh, I'm sorry.
And they were like, no, we need you. And like they went and had a fat meeting. The writers and the producers went and I saw them. And they were all skinny guys. And they're like, well, we really need you to do the shirt thing at the end because it's going to be funny. I was like, they're like, don't worry. You don't look fat. I'm like, I feel fat.
Fuck you.
I feel it right now.
We all know what to do.
No, you look great.
Yeah, it was sad.
My Louis trajectory. Well, for one, on Z-Rock, I remember there was a day that there was like an issue because it was they wanted me to come out like in a diaper.
What? What was this?
Z-Rock, it was a TV show, it was on IFC for 2 years.
Great show.
And it was fun. Really?
It was a fun show, and it was just like, it did not make sense in the scene, but it's also just like, it's a laugh, and I'm like, nah, I'll do it with like my words or saying something. Yeah. It's me being in a diaper. It's like, the joke is, I'm like, the joke's I'm fat, and they go, well, the joke's you're in a diaper. I go, but fat guy in a diaper. Yeah, if I was Jack, this isn't a joke. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I look like the Naked Cowboy or something.
There's one with me. Oh, sorry.
But the Louis trajectory was, I was driving to, I think it was the only other time that I headlined that Pittsburgh Improv. Driving out there on like, you know, an 8-hour drive or whatever.
It's one road.
Yeah.
Two lane, the Pittsburgh Highway or something.
Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Oh, it sucks.
So I'm going that, and I get a phone call, and they go, hey, this is so-and-so from Pig Newton, so we want you to play... He goes, would you be one? Louis doing the pilot. It was the first episode of Louis. He goes, and he wrote a part for you. He wants you to do, and I go, wrote a part for me. And he was like, yeah. I go, I didn't know me and Louis like knew each other that well at all. Like I'm kind of, I'm almost like, oh, he knows who I am. Is kind of a cool thing. He wrote it for me. She goes, yeah. He said he wants you to do it. So if you're willing to do it, like it's not an audition or anything. Like you got the part.
That's the best
like,
part. Yeah.
Wow. She goes, yeah, I'd love to. She goes, all right, I'm going to send you over the script and then whatever, and you get it. And I got the script. And I mean, it was like the character's name, whatever it was like putrid, sloppy, fat, sweaty, disgusting pig of a man. And then I was just like, okay. And I didn't say anything about it. And then
he does know
it. But Louis, but Louis, when he came in, it was at Ben's Pizza, the scene. I mean, he couldn't have walked up to me the second he saw me and was like, dude, I heard they said I didn't write this for you. He's like, we auditioned a lot of people. I was like, at this point, we just need somebody who can get the line.
Right.
So whether that was even like a backpedal or not, I liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you.
He goes, he's been around. He knows.
He's what he said. He goes, no, I just need somebody nailing it. We had like a bunch of people audition. It didn't work out.
I walked into an audition once and this big girl comes in. I felt so bad. And she goes, fucking Christ. I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, the fuck? They couldn't give her a name.
Yeah.
And I just looked and it said, fat woman. Oh, it's like you couldn't write Karen.
It's
heavy set Karen.
Did you get that, Bobby?
Chubby Kathy.
Yeah.
Something.
When you were like your heaviest, because I feel that all the time. I feel it, Jay, when I see shows like that where someone's got to play like the fat girl getting picked on, especially if it's like, well, you see movies when there's like an unattractive, like heavy lady who's like naked in a scene or something and doing a thing where she's being made fun of her. It's sad. I'm really like, God bless that actress, man, because I can't. I just can't do it. I wouldn't.
The problem here's what I think the problem is. It says they get the breakdowns. Your manager or agent gets a breakdown. And if the part says heavy set, it's because somewhere in the script there's a joke about you being fat.
Yep.
Meanwhile, they don't consider us for like a judge or a cop because it doesn't say heavyset.
Right.
So they won't see us for other things, which makes no fucking sense at all.
I did get a cop once, and we talked about it with Giannis on the show.
Did it say fat cop?
No, it wasn't a fat cop. It was just a cop. And I
you
actually
start a union.
I hurt the prop guy when he had to put my belt on. He popped his back. We talked about that. He popped his back. So for the rest of the season, I had to have two younger guys put my belt on.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Louis' show is the greatest because you did just get the gig.
Yeah.
And it was great, but it was so low budget. He didn't care about trailers and, you know, all the other hoorah.
No.
He put it all into production. But that, I remember I showed up one time and he goes, I get in the scene, I'm in kabuki makeup.
Right.
Which is it's Japanese kabuki. So they paint my whole face white.
Hot.
They black my eyebrows. They black my eyes, everything. And then they broke for lunch. But there's no lunch. It's a walk away. And there's no trailer.
So you have to walk somewhere.
I'm on the streets in New York.
Am I going to number two?
I'm in the streets in New York walking around with kabuki makeup. Right? And then I'm walking. I swear to God, all of a sudden.
Dirty water dog.
Tom Hanks and Ed Burns walk out of the restaurant.
Tom Hanks and Ed Burns.
I swear
they just happen to be there?
They walk out and we in stride walk together. And Tom goes, whoa, what's going on with you? And I was like, hey, Tom.
Give me your fucking wallet.
I go,
he'll never be able to describe you to the
police. I'm doing Louis' show. He goes, oh, tell Louis I said hi. I actually have the photo of me walking down the street with Tom Hanks and Ed Burns.
That's fucking hilarious.
And then I had to go get lunch, so I went to an English restaurant. It was the only one there. It was English, and
Did you have like the little red?
Yeah. So I had to eat breakfast by myself. I got an English breakfast. I got, you know, the eggs.
Bangers and mash.
Dude.
Tomatoes, the rashers.
The beans. Yeah. So I was sitting by myself just eating English breakfast with kabuki makeup on in a packed restaurant at lunch.
It was hilarious.
Fucking terrible.
I was a goblin on Wizards of Waverly Place and they gave me fake teeth. And then they served rice. So I couldn't eat it. I had to drop the rice in my mouth. It was really uncomfortable, and nobody would talk to me. I remember Greg Giraldo was in the parking lot, and he was trying to get coke or something. And he's talking to his wife, and then I see him, and I go, "Hey!" And he goes, "Hang on, honey. There's a maniac here who thinks he knows me." Because I was dressed like a goblin, he had no idea who I was. But then he's like, "Oh, it's Clara." All right.
Yeah, I used to see him. That my daughter, like, she's 20 now, but like, she watched that show for sure. Young Selena Gomez.
What was the show?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wizards of Waverly Place,
It was just a popular show. The kids, the Gen Z people know it now.
You're such a great actor, though, man.
Thanks. Yeah, you too, man. I couldn't cry on cue like you did on Louis.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's so funny.
Those real tears.
He called me up 2 months ahead of time and did what you're not supposed to do. He's like, can you cry on film?
Can you cry?
Yeah. All right, I'm writing a scene for you, but you got to be able to cry. I'm like, well, you're kind of fucking me up now because now I'm going to be thinking about it until we do it. You know, he's not supposed to do it. You just give the person the part, and then they find a way, right?
I think the only thing I do is I cry in my trailer ahead of time. I think about, and then when I get to the scene, I'm already emotionally able to.
All I got to do is think about my childhood, and I'm in. That's all. Yeah. Just 3 days. I got one. I remember a birthday. I mean, there's a lot of bad things.
Have you had a real cry on camera before?
For auditions.
For auditions.
Yeah.
Yeah. He booked me. He goes like this, and you're working with a really famous
actress.
Broadway actress. She's royalty in this. So you have to have your lines. You got to really have it together.
Julie Andrews.
That's funny. He didn't trust you.
Well, he doesn't even trust me.
He gave you a big part.
I found out that later. So I got there. I studied so hard, and I was trying to find the moment and blah blah. I worked my butt off. We get there.
I'm still there.
We get there.
Don't
we
touch
start.
Me.
Sorry. We get there. We start the line. The lady goes. We start the line. I go, "Mom," and she does her own. She goes, "What's the line?"
She forgot the line.
Not one line. It took 17 hours to shoot this fucking thing. What is it again? I was like, "Fuck you."
She did it line by line.
Oh, I was so mad, dude.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. That was just a portion of our actual SiriusXM radio show.
If you want the whole thing, the whole damn thing, go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
That's right. And go to BigJComedy.com and RobertKellyLive.com to check out our stand-up dates coming to a city near you. Crackle, crackle.
I stepped on your crackle, crackle. I stink.